You know, we're playing smart in the second half. In the first half, you know, I guess it's our first game, so we're a little bit, gave up too many points in the first quarter. We don't want to do that against Adelaide. And just to wrestle that back and get the ascendancy, and I thought it was well done from the guys. And that last 5 minutes, you know, we're getting shots through our offence and not just breaking things down like we were earlier.
Trevor, how do you, at quarter time, what did you say to the boys to slow the game down to reduce the points?
Yeah, well, I couldn't believe what we're down 6, maybe 4 or something like that. Yeah, but look, I thought that by looking at the game, if you didn't look at the scoreboard, you think it would be about 10 points. You know, so we were lucky to keep that close, and we were giving up way too many layups. So it was more, let's lock down defensively. And I think the third quarter, I think we got like 6 stops or something, and we got back in front and, you know, really put our best foot forward from there.
And the last quarter, 26-16, what'd you put that down to?
You know, executing. You know, the guys are out there playing and, you know, they trap the post. They'll trap and Beal in the, you know, we were moving the ball and finding extra shots. And, you know, Jermaine hit a big one. Sean hit a big one down the stretch. Matty got in there and scored some. So we're putting that scoreboard pressure really hurt them. And our defense was outstanding.
And Matt,
I think they only scored 5 field goals in the second half. So, you know, we did a pretty good job.
And Matt, how did it feel playing your first game? So how did it feel today out on the court? It was quite fiery at times, a bit of a tussle. How was it?
Yeah, there's always a rivalry when we play Adelaide. Often a push and shove. But, no, we're very excited to get out there and play our first game. We've had a pretty long pre-season, so probably didn't start the game we wanted to, but we knew if we hung around come second half, our fitness and if we executed, would be good.
Matty, I guess the success of the Wildcats over the last decade has been really built on team basketball. Throw a guy like Nate Jawai in the mix, who's such a demanding presence and such an obvious target inside. How does that fit into the Wildcat culture? Or
Nate's probably one of the best passers in the league. Obviously, people probably don't know that about him, but in the preseason, I think he's our leading assist guy. So he's going to demand a lot of attention. It's going to free up a lot of other guys, but Nate's going to get double teamed, and he'll find the open man.